With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Put a styrofoam cup in your recycle bin, and in many cities, you could be accused of wishful recycling. That's sending theoretically reusable things to a processor that won't take them. A statewide campaign says wishful recycling and dirty items cause haulers to throw out otherwise worthy materials. WMUK's Taylor Pace reports on what's not getting recycled in three Southwest Michigan cities.
Paul Tatum is serious about recycling.
This planet is not going to last very long if people keep throwing crap into landfills. These landfills can't hold everything that all these people are throwing away that don't seem to care about recycling stuff.
Tatum doesn't have curbside service, so he brings things like cardboard and bottles to Republic Services Processing Center off Cork Street in Kalamazoo. He heaps them into big blue bins on a corner of the lot. Tatum says he follows the rules.
I clean all the containers out before I recycle.
But not everyone is so careful, and that's a problem. Not only is a dirty food container unrecyclable, it's likely to soil and ruin the recyclables around it. Recycling things a processor considers trash can get an entire bin rejected too. China used to take a lot of questionable U.S. recycling, but not anymore. Instead, many of those materials are going to the landfill.
We're trying to instruct Michigan residents on the proper way to engage in clean recycling.
Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy spokeswoman Jill Greenberg says Michigan has an overall recycling rate of just 15%.
Which is considered the lowest in the Great Lakes states and among the lowest in the United States.
And dirty or unacceptable recycling is part of the reason Eagle has launched a campaign in which animated raccoons encourage people to learn the rules.
Greasy pizza boxes.
Glass bottles not emptied.
Yogurt containers with... Ew! Cat food still in the can is bad.
But oh, so good.
But even people who think they've got it right might fall short of the standards. Lizzie Paul is Battle Creek's environmental program coordinator. She says that, for example, processors don't want bagged recycling.
The machines and the people working there, they don't have time to rip through that bag and sort everything out by hand. So they see a bag, it's going to the landfill. And that goes for paper bags too. Keep all items loose. Paper bags are recyclable, but when they're full of commodities, like I said, they don't have time to go through that.
Paul says in Battle Creek, about a quarter of the recycling that hauler Waste Management picks up is, in her words, essentially garbage. It's a rate the city hopes to improve. Battle Creek had to cut recycling pickup from weekly to every other week after China changed its policies. In the spring, Paul told WMUK that might actually help improve the city's contamination rate.
People are going to have to think more about what they're putting in there to save space for, you know, the more valuable material and making sure that they're not just putting anything in there that they think can be recycled, but only keeping it to the basics.
The city of Portage, which contracts with Best Way for Recycling, claims a much lower contamination rate of about 9%. But it's hard to know if the Portage and Battle Creek rates are really comparable. The cities use different haulers, which might have different standards. A few large users could skew the rate. And Portage's numbers include recycling from several other places like Oshnemo and Texas townships. Battle Creek's rate may include Springfield. Kalamazoo uses yet another hauler, Republic Services, and it claims to have the least contamination of all, about 7%. The Kalamazoo Public Services Department's Wendy Burlingham says she's happy with that number. She says Kalamazoo sends a newsletter twice a year with tips on recycling.
Making sure that you're only putting stuff in there from your, you know, your kitchen, your laundry room, and your garage. No oils and stuff like that.
Burlingham says people who put non-recyclables in the bin might hear from the city with a reminder about what's acceptable. For WMUK, I'm Taylor Pace.